Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Live from DMVR, it's Saturday night!
Having fun with that?
Yeah, I did. It was a good time.
Are we welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook? Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Kind of vibing here at the DNVR bar right now.
Kind of. Full on vibe.
So I just asked you guys your names and I already forgot them. Joanna and John in the bar. They're here every time. Look, this is the kind of fun stuff you get to do when the Avs pop off at the DNVR bar. All y'all slackers, you missed the fun tonight. That's all I gotta say. So, come on down. Come have a good time with us for the next one. Be real sad when it's 4-1, and then lose your mind when the Avs decide to win the hockey game anyway. So, AJ hasn't said anything yet, and I know he's just trying to contain it right now. I know he's trying to hold it together over there.
Yo, but, new merch.
Nah, new merch.
It's out.
It's out? We dropped it?
It's out.
All right.
I mean, the tweet's out, so.
Well, there's new merch. You can go buy it right now. We'll talk about it in a second.
Hold up. I want to talk about this real quick.
Okay.
Mad, homies.
Got him. Was it, in fact, 4-1?
At one point, it was 4-1.
All right. Get your shots in. Get your shots in while you still can.
Yeah, do we get winter shots? Oh, we can't yet. We're still...
Look.
It's fine.
Look,
it's fine.
My dentist doesn't have to know if it's
look,
a winter
we're
shot.
In that case, can we get a winter shot? Yes. If Rudo's finally going to give us a thumbs up, yes, please.
As long as it's not Rakia.
Yeah. Can we get something fruity?
Yes, please. Yes, exactly
wow.
Like me.
Wow.
All right. So, did this game live up to the hype? Let's start there.
Yes.
Because I think it did. And halfway through the second period, I would have said absolutely not. But yeah. I think in the end, it absolutely did.
Was the game, did it feel over at 4-1 when they got the power play goal?
It felt pretty over to me. Yeah it did.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. I believed.
I will say... Both AJ and I, at points in the second period,
yeah.
It was 4-1, and I said, you know, every yep. year in January, the Leafs blow a 3-goal lead around yep. this time of year.
Yep.
And AJ, after the Avs got the 4-2 goal, was like, this game is not over.
Yep.
This game is very much still in yep. contention.
100%, man.
So, yep. and... We'll get to the third period, but that
I don't
was...
even genuinely I don't know where to start.
It's hard. It's hard to start in this
I
game.
I just want to get so hyped. You know, let's just start
hype first.
No, let's just start at the end. Let's hype start first. At the end because that overtime fucking ruled.
It was dope.
They won two face-offs. They made good decisions for the most part.
Yep.
There's only one thing that they did where we were kind of like,
tough angle shot from McKinnon where you didn't love it.
Didn't love it. But the rest of it was awesome.
They played quality.
The rest of it was awesome.
They got the puck back.
They were smart, and that handoff. So what I loved about it, okay, is they get all the way down the ice, and I'm like yelling at the TV. I'm like, push it.
Yep.
Because Matthews was tired. He'd been out there the entire time, and you could see on that handoff, who do they target and who do they exploit? Who do they target? Hold on. I want to talk about this first.
Yes, yes.
And then we'll
save them. We'll save them.
We'll follow the winner shot with a winner shot.
There you go. There you go.
Matthews had been out there that entire time. He's got tired legs. They push enough. They push it just enough. He can't get off the ice. And who do they target? This is the smart. This is the stuff that I've been talking about has been killing them in 3-on-3.
Intelligent recognition.
They don't do smart things. They don't take advantage where they have areas of opportunity, and instead they get a tired Austin Matthews. He is the target of them with the little drop pass where he's got to be. If he's at full speed, he has a much better chance to stay on top of that puck because he's got the legs are really really heavy. He is clearly a full step behind. and Devon Toews, now look, he rolls in there. It's a great handoff. He's got the decision to make. Miko splits all the way out wide.
Yep.
The defenseman goes, I've got freaking Jack Campbell, who's played pretty insane.
I'll give him the shot on this one.
I'm giving him the shot. I'm trusting my goalie, and I'm taking away the pass.
Yep.
Sells out to take the pass, and Toews just goes,
too good.
Okay.
I'm too good.
And it was girl bye. just beats him with that quick. And that is a hard shot to stop because Campbell has to guard against the potential for a wraparound. And that's why he's up in that, why he's standing up. I don't know any of the names of like save positions. I'm sorry. Goalies are just weird.
That position is called the five hole is open.
Yeah, exactly. And so Toews doesn't get cute with it. He just says that's open. And doesn't sell the shot, doesn't sell the pass, just keeps waiting. And then he just goes, all right, cool. And it's in there. And it was perfect. And I was so excited about it because it was great overtime. A thing that we never see. It was awesome. It didn't take otherworld play. Yep. It was good, smart, like strategic hockey and perfect execution. That fucking rule.
And you said it about how you were yelling to push the play.
Yes.
At the same time, I'm sitting there going, slow down. and you put it exactly right. They played it at the perfect pace.
Yeah.
Kadri didn't rush it. He sent it back. They got a clean break in, but fast enough to keep the Leafs on the ice.
Yeah.
And it's just, that is what 4 years ago, everyone thought abs in 3-on-3 was going to look like the time.
Exactly. Like, exactly. And I tell you the importance there. They won the two faceoffs. That's great.
Yep.
But when they lost possession, they played smart defense. Yeah. They won the battle, got it back, took advantage of it. Now let's do some shots.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
Here we go.
That fucking ruled.
Okay.
I have that ended up on my face.
We asked for something fruity, just so you know.
Wow. No kidding. I very much believe you don't know what a fruit is after that.
All right. Is the shirt good? Are we ready?
We're ready.
All right. So, you people have been asking us for this shirt constantly. We just dropped the Kemperer, which it's like almost sold out already if you want that one, first of all. But it's time. It's time we go for the Grinder Boys. Logan O'Connor, the Loch Ness Monster.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Look at that. You can see it live in person. Loch Ness Monster, get yours right now on the DNVR locker. I expect you guys to like sell this shirt out immediately, given how many of you have hit me up. Like, when is the Loke shirt dropping? When is it dropping?
Right. When do we get an LOC shirt? When? Well, it's right there.
Go get it. Get on it. All right. Yeah. So we got new merch. The Avs remain undefeated in 2022 in a stylistic fashion, I guess. But the Avs get goals, again, not just from Devontae's the game winner. They also get a goal from Cale Makar.
Yeah.
And
again, defense.
Yeah.
Their defense scoring is what elevates them to a different level. Because yep. with their defense, if you consider their defense, they essentially have two top lines.
Yeah. It's dumb. It's dumb that they can do that. Yeah. All right. We'll get to the other hype stuff. I do want to go at least a little bit in chronological order so we don't just jump all over the place in this game, because we will otherwise. I actually thought the Avs started this game really, really well.
So did I.
They were just buzzing on Toronto. They just couldn't quite find the goal. They had a great power play to start the game, but Jack Campbell was kind of just bodying them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then things went south in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, you have one bad... So, EJ with the... EJ, so we'll talk... Just get into it. EJ yeah. with the shot that goes wide.
Yep.
The problem that I have here is that Berkey is the other high man.
Yeah.
And he's moving.
Right.
Towards the net.
Committed forward. Yeah,
so he's... When that puck rims around, he's got to stop what he's doing, and then he's got to try and get back.
Yep.
And then EJ has to get back. They honestly should have been fine.
Yep.
EJ never once looked back and picks up Kerfoot.
He just had to check
Kerfoot. He never once, dude. Not once does he look back and go, oh, there's a guy there. And instead, he just slides and takes himself. Yep. Normally, I don't mind the slide when you slide at the puck like that. But he slides more forward than directly at the puck.
Yeah,
and instead of actually taking him away, he takes himself completely out of the play, and nobody has Kerfoot.
He was already overcommitted too deep in the zone, because credit to Kerfoot, he recognized it, pulled up, and just took advantage of EJ committing to the puck carrier.
Yeah.
But then the slide comes through, and he's completely out of the passing lane entirely.
Completely removes himself from the play, and that's what frustrates about that decision.
Yep. I'm with you on that. And then, you know, it's a breakaway for Kerfoot.
Look, if your dad is salty and it's because he's a Leafs fan, tell him to make better life choices.
You signed up for this a little bit.
Straight up.
So that goal goes in. Kemper actually gets a piece of it, but still goes in. Hard to fault Kemper for that one.
Yeah, so let's just do this now.
Sure.
Darcy Kemper gets pulled after three, giving up three goals. I don't have any issue with any of those three goals and what Darcy Kemper does. Like, maybe you could nitpick how he plays a shot or two, but really you're talking about a two-on-one and where he gets a piece of the Kerfoot shot.
Yep.
Just not enough of it, gets a piece of it.
Yep.
And then Austin Matthews just fires two bombs from a combined 7 feet away.
The first of which is like, hits three things in front, squirts out right to Matthew's stick, and you're like, okay.
Right. It's a pass, and it goes off a stick, which goes off of Taze's skate, and right to Matthews as Matthews is moving one direction and Kemper's not.
Yep.
Like, there's no goalie in the world that is going to make that read.
Yeah, and then
the third goal is just a pass from freaking by himself.
He rolls in, a pass comes in from behind the net, and he puts it back bar at a million miles an hour.
Yeah, and like, I have no issue with the pull. I don't think Kemper did anything wrong.
Same.
I have no issue with the pull. I love the time. I love the timeout in the first period. I thought all of that's good coaching from Bednar.
Yeah.
He did a good job managing a situation where his team is down 3-0. There are very limited options to try and spark a team to come back. One of them is to take a timeout. One of them is to pull your goalie. He does both. So both of those happen.
Well, and you look at the situation. Two goals in 33 seconds for Matthews. Yeah. Like, that is big flashing neon lights of, like, your team needs a wake-up call.
Yeah, your team just needs to emotionally reset.
Yeah.
And they did that. And then you see they great transition play.
Yep.
They go down, McKinnon scores, and you're kind of like, okay, well, this is where it starts.
Settle back in.
If you're going to come back on a team, you got to – Well, it's why I always talk about it. Like, when we were talking about clutch, is it not a clutch play for Mac to get that goal there? Like,
I mean, it did go in off a stick.
But it goes from 3-0 to 3-1, and in order to get to eventually a 5-4, you got to get that first goal. They all matter.
Wasn't as clutch as Miko's pass.
They all matter.
No, that's all I'm saying.
That's I'm not even going to call that clutch. I'm just going to say, in the middle of a pandemic, that's the sickest thing we've seen in 2 years.
It's dirty. We'll
just
talk
kidding,
about
because
it.
Of the Kale McCarr goal. So
true.
It's the sickest thing we've seen in 48 hours.
That's all you're good for.
The second sickest thing we've seen from the Avs this week. It was unreal, but we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. Obviously, Avs trail 3-1, and look, I think in most timelines, this game is put up on the wall of like...
Totally.
This is why you don't put yourself in a hole early, because you end up losing.
Yeah.
But thankfully, it didn't go that way.
Yep.
But you know, you knew that those 33 seconds, the three goals given up, you just have to be better in the defensive zone.
Just going back to the poll really
yeah,
quickly.
Go for it.
This is also what happens when you have a backup you actually believe in.
You're
because
confident
you
in putting
don't
him in.
Put
JoJo ain't coming in that game,
or yeah. Jonas Johansson. Yeah. You don't put a goaltender that you don't really believe in as an NHL player.
You don't still believe you can win the game
exactly.
if that guy goes in.
You pull Kemper because you still think, hey, our guys are playing well enough that we think pulling this guy is going to matter. We can climb back into this because offensively they were playing well enough. That's the difference that Frankie brings over a JoJo. That is it's a small thing that you don't really think about. Makes a huge difference in that situation. Because with JoJo or Hunter Misk or whichever other goalie in the organization that is not Pavel Francouz in net or on that bench opening that door right there, they don't pull Kemper.
Yeah,
they just
agreed.
Roll with him.
You just
now maybe he gets
comes.
To five goals and then they pull him. But
but the game's over.
That
then.
Game
yeah.
would be over.
Yeah.
So they just rolled with him, and Frankie came in and did a great job. We'll definitely get there. But yep. that small difference there, but because of Frankie and the confidence that they have in him.
Yep,
they pulled.
It opened up the opportunity for it to start.
Exactly. And, that's where that pull comes.
Yep.
And so small thing again. Good coaching decision.
Fully there. So the Avs ended up trailing 3-1 after the first period, and it was about that time where I really wanted a Breck brew. So go get yourself some Breck brew down at the DNBR bar. 8 different kinds on tap. You can get a ton of different flavors at your local liquor store, too. I don't,
yep.
I've never actually counted how many beers they have, but it has to be north of like 20.
Dude.
There's so many.
I have a buddy, one of the kids that I grew up with in Texas, is in a beer club. And he's coming to Denver in March for beer club. And one of the reasons is because they want to go to Breckenridge Brewery.
Dude, their farmhouse is so nice.
Oh, I gave him a lowdown. I was like, you guys are going to the farmhouse.
Yep.
We'll do, you know, like whatever. Here's the lowdown. Here's the tour you guys are going to take. And like, here's everything that you need to know. Right. But it was in part, they chose Denver over Cincinnati of all places. Because they wanted to go to Breckenridge Brewery.
There you go.
That's how sick the place is.
Breck dragging them in. We're also brought to you by that DraftKings Sportsbook. Again, if you use that DNVR code when you sign up for a new account, you get amazing odds boost every single day. Get in on the last week of the regular season for football. Sunday coming up. Bet on any team. $5 to win. Assuming they win, you get $200 in free bets. So just go get $200 to play with on DraftKings. It's an absolute blast. Bet on McKinnon. What? Someone said he had 11 shots tonight. Take the quadruple over on his shot count and get paid.
9 2 days ago? 8 or 9
yeah,
2 days ago?
Yeah, I think it was 9, yeah. he's ramping up a little
bit. I wonder if Mac outshoots a team this week.
Ooh, interesting. I like
How
that.
How fun would that be? It'd have to be a game, not an actual, like, they play 4 games, because I don't think Mac's going to have 80 shots on goal this week, but...
Yeah, anyway, that would be tough. That'd be tough to do.
I wonder how many team games he ends up out shooting this week.
Just find a team that only plays one game this week. And then, that's how you do it. So hit up DraftKings Sportsbook. Use the DNVR code to get that $5 for $200 opportunity. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Someone also told me gambling was just legalized in New York.
Yeah.
So if you're in New York, get on that DraftKings. Get it going. You can get in on the bets and bet against Adam Fox.
You've got a huge second half coming from the Islanders.
Here we go.
I hope.
Here we go. Here we go. All right. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Second period of this game.
Wow. Sheldon Keefe said Colorado had the loudest building they've played in all year. I tell you what, those Toronto fans in Denver really make some noise. I'm just kidding. Avs fans, y'all are sick.
Yeah. Y'all do good work.
Oh, yeah. The bar was...
It was popping tonight.
The bar was feeling it tonight. Well, it was good, man.
When we got here, we were like, the Broncos game was winding down, and we were kind of waiting for all the Broncos fans to, like, peter out so the Avs fans could get in. Turns out they were all Avs fans.
Yeah, the Avs fans were just like, we just showed up early to throw the last speck of dirt on the Broncos season. Let the real Kings of Denver take over. Because they're here and they're for real, man.
No kidding.
We talked earlier in this week in the Chicago game about how Colorado's winning different types of games. Again,
yep.
Great example here. Look at this week. Look at since they came back from their pause, their COVID pause. Anaheim, down 2-0, come back and win that game. Chicago, up 2-0, down 3-2, come back and win that game. Winnipeg down 1-0, 7 straight, fucking blew the Jets out of the building. Yep. No contest. Winnipeg who? Well,
and
now this game, down 3-0, down 4-1 against one of the four best teams in the NHL so far this season, and bury them. I mean, look at the shots on goal. At one point it was 9-9, and it finished, what, 50-28?
Yeah, the Avs... We were talking about this literally before the show. It's like, yeah, there's some score effects there, but holy
right.
shit.
Right. Like, you know that when you're down 4-1, score effects are going to come into play with the numbers, but they don't usually come into play to the factor of they gave up 50 shots on goal.
You're doubling them up in shot totals at that point. Like,
and it wasn't like the Avs tied it and they just chilled.
Yeah, they kept bopping along.
There was one meaningful Toronto shift.
Yep.
And that was it.
Yep. So, I mean, this is another one of those games where it feels like this is one people have been asking the Avs to play for years. Yes. Where they struggle, but they're able to win themselves back into game or push themselves back into the game and beat a good team from behind.
And like Anaheim, that's a team that's had a solid season. You're down 2-0. Look, you still think you're going to beat the Anaheims of the world, even down 2-0. Spotting a team like the Maple Leafs, a 3-0 lead, a 4-1 lead, like...
That's a hard sell.
Right. That's... Especially the 3-0 lead, because after that, they really picked it up, and they were like, yeah, let's get into this.
Yep.
They started to really sink their teeth into the game, and we saw what happened.
Yep.
Like, Austin Matthews took over the first 12 minutes of that game.
And then they shut them down for the rest, pretty much.
I mean, they treated this like a playoff series. They came out hot. Austin Matthews looked great. And then they got into the nitty-gritty of it, and they folded like the French, man. They folded like the French. The Avs put it on them tonight. This was a badass comeback win.
Yep, it was sexy.
And they did it. I mean, you're talking, they did it against a goaltender that was... absolutely on
he
tonight.
Was this playing is, lights out.
This is 5 goals against a dude who played a great game.
He has a .900 save percentage in a game that he gave up 5 goals in. Like, that's what Jack Campbell did tonight.
He gave up 5 goals and had one save that was a save of the year candidate.
Literal diving back.
Dude.
What should have been another Devontae's goal in this hockey game. And he had a couple of other great ones, one on McKinnon with a pad save getting across too. And when
Jack Campbell played a great game and gave up 5.
I was saying it all night. Look, if the Avs lose this game because they can't beat Campbell, you just tip your cap to the guy and you say
there was some element of that. It was after he made the diving save, and that was the only time where I was like, this might be done.
Maybe he's just going to
shut this down. And I started thinking about it where I was like, I think they lose because of Jack Campbell is too reductive.
Sure.
But it ended up being a huge difference. The fact that they won despite Jack Campbell playing awesome is just like...
pretty good.
You want to know why they didn't score 9 tonight?
That guy in net over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. I mean, that's there. We have talked a little bit of this year. It hasn't been a major storyline because they don't trail a ton
for sure.
But we've talked about they have had a different sort of magic, and I call it magic because I don't know what else to call it. Because we've seen in previous years they push, they just couldn't get across the finish line, and this year they found the net. They've got something driving them in these third periods when they're trailing. Because they're not just going away.
Before this last week, I think they were like 1-13 in their last however many games trailing going into the third period. And I, really, in this new year, I think you've seen something click with them.
Yeah.
Where they've figured out how to play from behind a little bit better.
Well, they look, and this goes to our broader point that we've been making this entire week. They look comfortable in all situations.
Yeah. Yep.
They're down 4-1, and they just say, look, we'll just be who we are. Do our thing. Do what we do. They're down 2-0. Do what they do.
Up 4-1, you bury teams by doing what you do.
Right. They're leading by a goal. They're leading by two goals. Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. They're turning themselves into a pretty good third-period hockey club.
Yep.
After kind of a really rocky start where they couldn't get through a third period cleanly. And we're seeing them really start to build some positive steps towards these guys are going to be a tough out every night in every situation.
Yep. Yeah, Leafs were 17-0 this year going in, or throughout however many games. Their last 17 games leading in the third period, they've won. So they're now 17-0-1.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're the Leafs, dude, you're disappointed, but you get a point.
Yep.
So it wasn't all for nothing.
You're not. It's not ultimate disaster.
We always make this point. But had you told the Leafs before the game they were going to get a point tonight, they would be middle of the road about.
Wouldn't love it, but wouldn't hate.
Knowing that they had a 3-0 and 4-1 leads, they would probably be a lot more disappointed that they only got the one. But they would still take the one.
You flip that coin. If you told the Avs they were going to get 1 point out of this game after the first period, I'm sure they'd have taken it. But they've found ways to not just take what they could get, but literally go in and say, this is ours.
Yeah.
We're taking this. Yep. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And second goal for the Avs later in the second period. Cale Makar's the best shooting defenseman in the league. I will hear no arguments. Moving on. That's all I have to
Did
say.
Did we ever settle on a bet?
I said 35. Steak dinner on 35.
Okay, I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Take that. Makar scoring at least 35 this year, right, chat? I know you're on my side on this one.
That one I don't have the confidence in.
Well, I didn't really have the confidence in 40.
So I think the middle room, we're both uncomfortable at 35, so it's the right number.
There you go. Makar puts another one in the net. A key point that AJ was pointing out during the game, especially in that second period, for as well as Jack Campbell was playing, time and time again, the Avs would come in on his glove side, and it would look a little iffy. It would look a bit shaky in net for Campbell. So, Makar's goal going in on the glove side.
It was weird because we were talking about it, and then he scored on it, and we were like, huh.
Funny how that works.
Sure does still look shaky.
So, worked out on that front. And to what you were saying earlier, this game looks way different if the Avs go into the third down 4-1 compared to getting that goal from Makar. It's a two-goal game. You feel like you're in touching range.
At the time, you feel like, okay, well, they needed that in order to get back to it. Like, if you flip the scores, if it's 4-1 Colorado and you've been dominating.
You've got some swagger going into the third.
You've been kind of in cruise control because you're just trying to get through it here.
Yeah.
And you're getting a great night out of your goalie. You give up that second goal, and it needed to change their urgency a little bit, and it really didn't. All it seemed to do was feed Colorado confidence, and it seemed like the Leafs really shrank from that moment.
And, it did. It really did.
And it's a regular season game, so you know. Just to reiterate, since this was a talking point tonight. You're not allowed to get too excited tonight. The Avs still have not advanced out of the second round. So, you know, keep your hype to a reasonable murmur. There will be no roaring. Just a murmur. But really, I think that was an important dividing line, was that it Toronto never really looked like they
never got it back in the gear, right?
Yeah, they never, it kind of, you know what it was kind of like? Colorado Vegas.
It was very much like that.
Like, yeah. Got out early. The 4-1 game was kind of like, they got it to 4-1, was kind of like game two.
Yep.
And then they just never got it back.
Well, they got to 4-2, and, you know, Toronto's probably still feeling okay at the start of the
third. Yeah, you're not unhappy at 4-2, but you are, and then how it happened, you know, you're kind of,
Well, the Avs keep coming, they keep coming. You get that 4-3 goal, and then it really did feel like Toronto was just clinging to life in most of that, at least the regulation part.
I love this comment. Hell yeah. Damn the man.
Let's go. You can be hyped, chat.
Of course, you should. If you're not hyped after that, you're not in this for the right reasons.
I'm really sad we haven't set up our DNVR memberships yet, because this would be the game to spam the moose emote in chat.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, man. Yes, keep your eyes out for that.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, when we make that emote, we need to put some eyes in the back of its head, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I kept telling Rudo throughout the game, I was like, you know, Mikko really needs to make a play. He really needs to make a play. And then after the Landeskog goal to make it 4-3, because I was over in the other part of the upstairs.
You were freaking out about Devon Taves getting robbed.
I was pissed off. And the Broncos post game was going on, and I didn't want them to hear me. I didn't want to be in the background of their show
just
swearing
screaming
up a storm. Yeah, so I walked away. They score, and I walk back, and I said, does that count as Miko's play? And we thought it would.
Nope.
And then.
Nope.
And then, who is it? Is it Kyle Clifford? He did that too?
I don't know who it was. I didn't have to go watch it again. But
big Makar energy over here. Whoever that was. just like the bank to off the wall.
Yep.
Isn't going to get enough love here, but it's such a crafty little play. And then he knows. The second he made that bank, he knew what he was doing with it. Because as soon as he got around the guy and he got that puck back on his stick, no hesitation, threw the backhand to Compher. And it was just like...
I genuinely am not sure I could effectively put a puck through my legs on my backhand by myself on the ice. And that dude... just in one fluid motion, a perfect pass to the guy wide open. It's so smooth and so good that Jack Campbell, he didn't even know. When the puck hit him in the ass, he had no idea the puck was on that side of the net.
I love that JT Compher almost blew that.
That would have been brutal. If that one didn't go in, that one would have hurt. But, yes. I mean, and, yeah. We find out after the fact he has a 4-assist night.
Yeah.
And it's like...
just casually, he skates out as the second star of the game. And they throw up their 4 assists. And I was like, he did what?
Yeah, it's...
after his two line mates go fucking crazy the night before. And he just had like a middling 3.9.
Yeah. Tonight he gets 4 points.
He throws up a 4-assist night.
All world assist.
With that being one of them where you're just like, girl, please. Please.
It's unreal.
That play was so sick.
Yeah. How can you not love Mikko? Is he a $9 million player tonight?
I would say even
9.25. Yeah, you would go that far, huh?
I would go that far.
All right. Well, if you're going to pay a $9.25 million deal, you might need some extra spending cash. If you're looking for a job, the Ball Corporation is hiring for their Golden Plant right now. Go to jobs.ball.com to get your application today. Their product technician job pays $27.39 starting with opportunities. I can talk. For raises every 6 months. Also opportunities to move up to higher positions in the company as well. They have great benefits, paid time off, all the stuff that, you know, jobs are supposed to have. Before I get called a commie again, we'll stop there. Go to Ball. Wow. Looking for a job. You can text Golden to 772-222.
Shilling for late stage hellscape capitalism. with your communist ideals. Unbelievable.
It's crazy,
this
right?
guy over here.
It's crazy. Hit up them, guy. Get some extra spending money. Then cash you can take checks. It over to Sexy Pizza. We actually had like 8 hour leftover Sexy Pizza for dinner at the bar tonight.
Dude, I'm taking that pizza home.
It was still delicious. It's been sitting out at the tailgate all day. It's just the leftover stuff.
That's what the box looks like.
Look at this. Look at this thing. Look at this amazing pizza. All right. New York style. It's delicious. If you haven't had it, you got to try the Sexy Pizza. You miss your opportunities to get it for free at the tailgates because, you know, Broncos season is over. But it's absolutely amazing. If you haven't tried the Sexy Pizza yet, go get it. Go eat a bunch of amazing food. Thank you, Yahir. Also, might be a great time to get a DNVR Avalanche membership, or, you know, it's a membership to all of DNVR, so you get all the beats, but I think you might want to be here for the hype show that seems to be the Avs in 2022, because things are going good. Just dropped my Cale Makar video the other day. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. Appreciate all of you. Loved all the feedback on it. You all seem to like it, so maybe we'll do another one pretty soon. That's all I'm saying. Check it out. You can check out all of our other content as well, whether it be post-game pieces, grades, Megan's prospect stuff, other features, obviously podcasts.
Megan might have a pretty cool thing coming here pretty soon there with a soon-to-be Olympian.
Your boy Drew?
Might also have a thing coming here pretty soon with a recently traded.
Hmm. Interesting.
Young individual. So, might be some cool stuff coming.
I'm curious.
What we do know that has arrived.
Already here.
2 shirts this week. Yeah. So if you're looking for a membership,
get a free shirt with one.
Get a free shirt with one. Yahtzee.
Team Kemperer, Team Loch Ness Monster. Have a little competition there.
That's right. And then if you want the other shirt, if you want a second shirt, gift a membership.
Boom.
Bam. 2 shirts for free. Twice the content. You share the content with someone you love or someone you hate and you just want to take advantage of the free shirt. Whatever. If we're not here to judge.
If that's not it. Also, if you didn't know, just like tonight, sometimes when we have a watch party, buy one, get one shirt half off. You had an opportunity.
It's one of those things that
happens
sometimes.
You had an opportunity to do that tonight. So, you know. Come down to the bar. Maybe do it that way. 3rd period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. This game was incredibly fun. I hated the first half of it, and that made me enjoy the second half that much more. So, absolute blast. A large part of me is curious what the alternate universe of this game looks like, where the Avs don't get bodied by Austin Matthews for 35 seconds.
Or if they continue, the alternate universe version is the one we saw on December 1st.
True. They could have gone 8-3, too. It could have gone that way. But not this time. So.
Because we know how things can get out of hand sometimes with these two teams. So.
True.
This is a big one because of that.
What is that comment?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the comment I was talking about. I'm like, yeah. What is that comment? Oh, that's right. We have like a shitload of super chats. Let's hit those.
What the fuck? You guys are crazy.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Love you.
$10 from Eugene. Thank you very much. To the slush fund and for the win. Yeah, straight to the yacht fund. We got you.
Let's say that slush fund is actually what we use to match the donations for the
Marshall Fire shirt. The Boulder Fire shirt. Yep. It's we ended up hitting like 48,000, I think,
something like that.
So that was pretty.
It was huge.
Pretty dope.
I mean, nobody steps up like the Colorado community when it's in need like that.
Straight up.
We had, you know, we had some friends of the show that
reached out and needed some help,
and not only did those people reach the monetary goals that they were hoping to get, one of them that I know of doubled.
That's awesome to see, man.
And that's just, you know, genuine, no bullshit, genuine person to person. That's just all love.
Being good to each
other,
man.
That's all love.
For real. 7 Canadian from Carrie. I really like that Matthews was poking his finger at Makar and then we came alive and then never heard from him again. Lol, Leafs fans are sure quiet now.
Let's be real. Leafs fans are never quiet.
They don't ever shut up. That's for sure. I'm excited to watch.
No fan base has mastered the art of misery more.
Very true.
Because
very true.
If they do something spectacular, they're on top of the world and neener neener. And if they do something spectacularly
awful,
burn
it all down.
Well, they were there first, and how dare you try and bathe in the Schadenfreude of their misery.
They just
suck, man. Their failure is incredibly fun, but their lives is like misery. They've just mastered it.
They
steal so much of the joy of the Schadenfreude because they get to it first and they do it better.
I really want to see how my video and Dangle's video compare on this hockey game.
You know what I would have loved? Dual watch alongs and syncing them up.
Of Dangle like breaking down as the Leafs fall apart and me losing my mind. 14 more from Carey. That's extremely generous. Thank you very much. The Leafs were all over us in the first. Then we started to play like a team, and this wasn't Kemper's fault, but Frankie played great. What did you guys like about the second and third?
Everything.
I mean, the third was just unreal.
And, like, let's be real. Their power play ruled in this game.
Despite it not scoring,
it was great. Their power play didn't score and was spectacular.
Yeah. It was absolutely...
And their penalty kill was awesome for 90 seconds. Yeah,
until it very wasn't.
Yeah.
but those first 90 seconds were elite penalty
kill. It was so good. Yeah. And then it was in the back of the net. And you were just like, all right.
Yep. It's the way it goes.
Yeah, it is. It's how she goes sometimes.
Does Compfer have the clutch gene? 5 from Cody. Thank you very much.
I love that this is going to be a conversation yeah, till the end of time.
Every show now.
Sure.
I mean... He didn't ruin the play. I think that one's Mikko's to talk about.
Finished it off. Hey, you know what? Tyson Jost botched one of those the other day. So it can't. We know what that looks like. We know what it looks like when one gets botched, and we know what one looks like when it gets finished.
Fair enough.
That's why one guy makes 2 and the other guy makes 3.5.
About $1.5 million of difference. That's what the clutch gene is worth?
Yep.
Okay. Glad we have the math on that now. 5 from Let's Go Avs. Reffing tonight seemed almost abysmal. The hook on Jost in the beginning and the multiple no calls throughout the game. I really didn't have that much of a problem with the reffing tonight.
Agreed.
They kind of put the whistles away, but they kept it pretty even.
The only thing that I would say don't waste your time on is that Brody Kadri shit.
Yeah, just don't even call it. It's a no call.
Kadri doesn't do anything wrong. Brody tries to sell a call.
Let him lie there on his stomach.
Exactly. Just let him lie there on the ground as Nathan MacKinnon goes flying by him.
Yeah. Agreed.
Just let it be. I really didn't have a huge
me either.
Issue with
I thought
the
they were fine for the most part.
Like you could go back and watch any game and be like, maybe that should have been called or that shouldn't have been called. But really, this did not feel like one of the more egregiously reffed games that we've seen in the Avs this season.
Look, the first 20 games, it felt like an almost every night thing where the refs were hugely affecting games.
Yeah.
Tonight, didn't feel that bad.
Yeah, I mean... I'm sure Leafs fans will feel differently,
of course
they
will.
You know, when you're busy making excuses instead of making plays, that's just life.
Look, the Avs didn't even score on any of the power plays they got, so Leafs can't talk.
So true.
Like,
so true.
$5 from Sean. Oh, okay. Hippo character repeatedly points to the streamer while chanting, "Get good." Get good, Leafs. Thank you for the super sticker. Much appreciated. 5 from Pin King. Bednar made the right decision pulling Kemper. He was having an off night. I mean, I think he made the right decision. I don't know that it has a whole lot to do with Kemper.
I don't think it has anything to do with Darcy Kemper.
Yeah. We kind of already talked about that one. 5 from Jonathan. Excuse me. After that PP goal, what does Helm actually do for this? Look, I sent out the tweet that it's like, he just doesn't seem like he knows where he needs to be on the penalty kill.
So Rudo and I have now watched a lot of hockey games together over the last few years.
Very true.
And they're one of his things, like that he does during games that I've always found it amusing is when he gets really upset. He will insert player name, and he'll shout, "What is that? That's so fucking bad."
It's true. Word
and
for word.
Darren Helm tonight got one of those. Got a "what is that? That's so fucking bad."
It was bad. I don't know what to tell you.
There's no argument. No argument. Where was he on that? He's barely on the replay.
Yep. And all of that entire play,
kicks off because he fails to clear the puck.
Yeah. Don't be so egregiously bad on your read that you come into frame right at the end and scream, "I'm the culprit."
It was me!
Yeah, exactly. Good Lord.
Next, $2 super sticker from our Moisters.
Baby Lemon, looking up to our Lemon character standing in a superhero position.
These super stickers are wilding out here, man.
Yeah, I tell you. Who's designing this?
I'm saying,
someone
who works for YouTube is just like doodling all day, right? And making super stickers.
It's YouTube's Eric.
There we go. Now we're talking. $10 from Justin. Winner shots. Thank you very much. I finally did them. Hey, January 13th, I can actually drink properly again. So I'll start making them up on January 13th. All right,
that's back-to-back Arizona games. There might be some winner shots involved.
We might be getting hammered for those, and we'll see.
Yeah, no kidding.
Five from Jake. Thank you very much. Another dub, another $5. What a fantastic comeback. DNVR for life. Let's go. Next, I suppose. Five from Chris. Leafs fans are salty on the Twitter sphere. I mean, that's par for the course.
So...
it's a normal day.
Earth hasn't experienced its inevitable heat death then. Got it.
Correct. Five from Nick.
Pear character cheerfully blowing a party horn.
Got there in the end. Thank you for the super sticker. $3 from Real Politic.
Lemon character raising both his thumbs up.
I'm going to lose my voice if I keep having to do this.
Like, I might need to do one of these for you.
$10 from Josh. Thank you very much. Avs Leafs is huge in my house. What a nail biter. Good to see a huge win full of Leaf fans. Take the dubs, my man.
Yep.
Take the dubs.
Yeah, they don't get to talk about December 1st anymore. It doesn't matter.
Sasha Hoffman, $2. Thank you very much.
Video game controller gives a thumbs up and says GG.
Next, just a $5 super chat. I don't know if you had a comment with that, but thank you. Five more from Real Politic. I know we're not talking deadline, but should we be getting a PKer for the playoffs, and will it be Namestnikov?
I know we're not talking deadline, but correct.
You're never not trying to get better, and that's all I'll say on that one.
Got to explore everything.
Yep.
What do you think Luke Shen is all about?
There you go. Kerry, you've given us like $30 Canadian so far this show. That's incredibly generous.
Hell
thank you
yeah,
very
seven
much.
Real bucks.
Leafs fans can go back in their hole and stop. Who is laughing now? What do you guys think about people attacking Mac and Kemper?
What does anybody have to say about Nathan McKinnon?
Yeah, I don't know what the dude was insane tonight.
Yeah,
like
Kemper. We've talked about this. Yep. We've delved into this one.
$2 from Ryan. Chat. It was 4-1, baby. Steve Dangle in shambles. Of course. $5 from Mike. Super chat. 20 years of following the team. This is the first time I've seen them at home, and they pull that magic. Love this team, and that's DNVR
Eric,
for the pregame.
The fuck up?
Much love. That's dope that you got to go to this game. I imagine it was a blast to be at. Fucking Mbop. And $2 from Robert. I really thought EJ shot that. So did I. When I saw it live, I was like, EJ, what are you doing?
Yeah, it was really funny. It was really funny.
Yeah, if you just got in, the new Loke shirt dropped tonight. Go check it out. Get the Loch Ness Monster. Highly recommend. This game was awesome. I don't really know a whole lot else to say about it.
You know, every year, we've talked about this before, every year there are a couple of games that you just remember.
Yep.
This and the Florida game really stand out. I love that RK, who was up here doing the Broncos post-mortem, was like, feels like a playoff game. and I'm thinking to myself, because they were, like, doing their thing, but I was sitting there thinking to myself, people always say that when it's a good hockey game.
Quality hockey is playoff hockey.
It feels
hockey.
Like a playoff game. Feels like it's just translated as, this is a fun game to watch.
One of these teams doesn't suck.
Both teams are playing entertaining hockey tonight. I am enjoying this experience. It was the exact opposite of what Winnipeg did the other night, which was not...
pretty much.
Which was definitely not play quality hockey.
It was not playoff hockey by any stretch of the
imagination. Yeah. That was bad. They're bad. They're bad.
Oh, all right. So, comebacks like these are just super duper roller coaster rides that you end up enjoying at the end of, certainly. But I will say, I think both AJ and I, while on one half of us was like, this game's not over, this is still a thing.
Yeah.
It was also like, you get to 4-3 in the third, and you're like, well, even if they don't finish it, this was a good hockey game.
Yeah, when you got to 4-3 in the third, you got to the point where you were like, look, they showed a lot.
Yep.
There was a lot of, you know, no orange slices or anything, but character, right? Yep. There was a lot of character there. And then they just kept doing the thing.
Yeah.
Kept building and tied it up, and then...
And that's...
Got it.
That's what great teams do. What's Jesse's phrase? Teams in that tier of contenders or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember the exact wording, but shout out Jesse covering the game in Ball Arena for us tonight. I'm assuming he's on post game and you're on grades tonight, so.
I'm also assuming.
There you go. Be sure you check out both of their post game stuff. Check out my video when it's up later tonight. I'm good to wrap up unless you got some final thoughts other than m-bopping over here.
Yeah, I mean, they m-bopped the Leafs tonight, right?
They like, sure did.
It played a little rope-a-dope early. No, I mean, really, like, the Leafs were great. They were getting outshot. It was like 7-0, but we'd also seen them make a save.
That just didn't count as a shot for some reason?
Yeah, for some reason did not count. But, like, the Avs, early onslaught, the Leafs responded like a great hockey team.
Yep.
And then just got beat by another great hockey team.
Yeah, no argument there. Great hockey is fun. It's even funner when the team you cover wins.
Yeah, I imagine that Dangle's YouTube...
Not going to be a happy place, those comments.
It's probably a very different vibe than what we have going on over here, as we are just thrilled.
Look, if I'm Steve Dangle tonight, I'm posting that video, and I am not looking at those comments again.
I think if you get to Steve Dangle's level of
you just
popularity,
never look at the comments, just don't go there.
You have curated your Twitter to the point where only people that follow back can use those are the replies.
Twitter's
fine.
I was talking about the YouTube comments.
Oh no. We're at our level, we don't read YouTube comments very often.
I go through them.
I do usually. Not because I don't hate myself like that.
Yeah, you get used to it after a while.
I don't need outside people dunking on me. You know, I just don't need it.
Oh, Dangle quoting McKinnon on the game-winning goal, I see. Nice. Like it. All right. We're going to get out of here for the night. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out with us, enjoying the post game. It was a fun one. We will be back.
It was a great hockey game. Yeah. Great result. You should only feel great right now about Avs.
Nothing
about
but
Avs
good
life.
Vibes on the Avs side of things tonight, for sure.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I mean, obviously, it's going to be... That guy. That's the wrong guy. That guy.
There it is.
The one who game-winning goal to complete the comeback. Taves is dope.
Pretty good. Well,
and that's, you know, just one last thing. We were talking about it during the game. We were like, you know, Makar and Taves really haven't played that well tonight.
Yeah, well, and what's funny is you want to see the difference between the two teams? Because we were talking about X factors and goaltending and this and that, where the top of Toronto's defense is good.
Not elite.
The top of Colorado's defense is the best in the business.
It's literally Team Canada. So, on that note, we love you all. We will be back on Monday for the Nashville game. And should be fun. Hope to see you all for the pregame on that one. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.